forgot to tell you from my trip out to West Texas last week, and I was thinking about this yesterday. I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. All right, you tell me if what I saw is what I think I saw.
Okay.
Sunday, and I'm coming back, and I'm driving down I-20, and you know you're in the middle of nowhere, so I'm desperately looking for a place to eat. So I don't want to say the restaurant or the town because I don't want to get these people in trouble if indeed what I saw was what I saw. So let's just say I pull into small town Texas fast food restaurant.
All right.
Okay. Small town Texas.
You pull in, like with your car, you pull in?
Yeah, it was somewhere between Fort Worth and Midland, Odessa. I'll just say that.
Okay. Do you stay in your car when you
No.
eat?
No. Okay. I get out of the car because I had to go to the bathroom and wash my hands. So first thing I do is I go up to the counter, and there's served recently. So I stand there and I'm looking around. Nobody. I can see back kind of behind the stove and the freezer and the walk-in door and, you know, meat slicer or whatever back there, sausage press perhaps. Nobody there. I'm looking around. Nobody. So I've waited about 2 or 3 minutes and think, well, okay, they're taking a bathroom break. I'll go to the bathroom. I'll come back. They'll be here. So I go to the bathroom, wash my hands, come back. Still nobody at the counter. So now I'm getting kind of antsy because I've been making great time, and now I'm losing all the great time that I made.
Our guy's so competitive for no reason.
I don't know. How about just make your own sandwich and estimate how much it costs and leave it there?
Thought about it because I had access back there. So finally I lean over the counter and I yell, "Hello, is anybody back there?"
Can I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
The people sitting at the table turn around and say, "Yeah, we're eating right now."
No, no, no. Much more entertaining than that. After I yell, about 2 to 3 seconds later, a woman pops up from below. She was like, okay, I was looking over the counter. Then there was a row where people could work. And then behind that was another row, steel countertop.
Right.
She pops up from behind the counter with one hand buttoning her blouse, with the other hand pulling the right strap of her apron over her shoulder to buckle the apron back together.
All right. Okay.
About 15 more seconds pass as she comes up to the counter to help me. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And out of the corner of my eye, popping up from behind the counter a little bit further down, was another woman.
What?
Wow. What did you stumble into?
Both middle-aged.
That's the special of the day?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let me ask you. Were they repairing the stove top?
No, women can't do that.
Were they down there stocking the shelves?
No.
So did you still eat?
Yeah. I ordered.
Did you let those fingers prepare your food?
I ordered, and I watched them. And they both went back there, and while making my food, they were huddling and talking.
Like, what do you think you said? I don't know.
Gosh, that is CD.
But one hand buttoning her blouse, the other hand pulling the strap of the apron over.
See, I think you should have done the Junior Miller drop off the food on your way out thing, like you did when you got served by the lady in the mustache.
I was so hungry, and I knew it could be 200 more miles before I saw civilization. I didn't care at that point. I was more entertained by it.
Didn't you request them to wash their hands?
No,
down on a floor.
I didn't
first
even
of
think
all.
About it.
Yeah.
I assumed that once they started preparing my food, that they'd put on some gloves.
But did they put on gloves?
I didn't even notice. I was too taken aback by what I had just seen.
They did not put on gloves. Hey, do you mind washing the lez off your hands real quick?
For the sake of the listener, the story is not that good because neither could be considered good looking.
Oh, I bet you they were tore up high holy.
Now, if it had been two really hot girls, that would have been so much better.
Yeah.
But so you think I saw what I saw?
Yeah, it sounds like it. What else would they be doing back there?
How can they do that?
Cups or...
How can they do that? It was 5 o'clock in the evening.
And there's people at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Did you think about even, like, playfully asking something along the lines of...
Nope.
Did you have fun or something like that?
No.
Did it work for you?
Why? Why didn't you? Why didn't you have the guts to do it? After you've got
they'd never see you again.
I probably should have after the food. I never would have said it before the food because they would have spit on the food.
Right.
But after the food, I probably should have said something like, okay, you guys can get back to your business, your dirty Les business if you want to.
God.
How many miles did you think about that on the way home?
Oh, I giggled about it for a while, and then my hand was so sore, but I had fun.
Oh, crap. While you're driving?
After a while, I had to get back to the business of falling asleep behind the wheel, so I didn't have long to think about it.
Oh,
that sounds safe. So
I've never had anything like that happen to me at a fast food place.
It was funny. Head out to West Texas. You see all sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff.
All right, why is it if you live in a small town, basically, people give up on their appearance?
It's just not,
because you don't have as much competition. People in the big city worry more about it because they have so much competition for other people's affection or attention. But in a small town, you kind of learn your role early and there's no competition and nobody really cares.
It's just kind of sad, though.
Yeah. But it's easier.
I'm not talking about being totally superficial and obsessed with looks, but... You know, get rid of the Tasmanian Devil T-shirt and the stirrup pants that you bought at Walmart, you know, and they have better clothes
there.
Well,
part of that is, accessibility. They don't necessarily have access to the great department store.
Right. You don't even have to. I'm saying that Walmart and everything, they can sell decent clothes, too. Yeah. But just don't get a bunch of typical American white trash logoed up shirts that, you know, have a Tweety Bird on it or something like that. It just... That's a bad look.
I don't know.
Rich Phillips.
And most of the women just gain weight. That's the pastime.
No, the pastime in small town Texas is to drink and have sex.
What, Fernando?
The junior experience.
No, it's not what you called it.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You said Les out.
Oh, hey, now come on. Now come on.
Don't throw me under the bus.
And my lesbian family.